Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. State Senator Ken Rosenboom joins us on today's program to preview the 2019 legislative session that starts Monday.
Well, Senator, a new session is about to be upon us as we start the 2019 session. You're in the second half now of your second term serving as a senator for Pella, Oskaloosa, and that general area. First of all, as you look ahead to 2019 after the elections this year, what are some of the key things that you'll be watching for early in the session? It seems with the increased majority in the Senate, a kind of a tighter majority for Republicans, and then the governor maintaining her seat.
Well, I don't look for a lot of change from direction from the last 2 years. We did a lot of heavy lifting the last 2 years, which many people applaud and some people aren't happy with, but with the Republican majority, we did what we promised to do. We didn't leave a lot on the table. We made, we believe, generational changes in many things the last 2 years. And I think this year is going to be a much quieter session in terms of big top-of-the-mind issues. Obviously, the budget is the biggest single thing we do every year. That will be watched closely and carefully structured by the majority party. Beyond that, I don't expect a lot of fireworks.
Well, and we'll start with talking about the budget. In December, the Revenue Estimating Conference came out with their December numbers. Not terribly different, it seemed, from what October was showing. A surplus coming from the previous year. Looks like revenue growth pretty steady in the next year. But after that, a lot of uncertainty considering the tax cuts and other measures. What was your take on those budget numbers from what you saw and what that will do when you look to start establishing some of those key budget numbers, especially school funding early in the session?
Well, they're huge because for the first time in 3 years, instead of beginning the legislative year with a deappropriation process, which is unpleasant for everyone, we actually are projected to have a budget surplus. And that's a huge change from the last 2 years. Beyond that, I expect that we will continue to apply conservative budgeting principles to the budget. You mentioned school funding, and that's extremely important. Despite what many people seem to think, Republicans care deeply about our schools as well. The budget has not, or the revenue has not allowed us to make the kinds of increases that were probably justified. I hope this year that's different. I hope that we can raise the funding a little bit for our schools more than we have the last 2 years. Having said that, I know, you know, the stock request from the union-led Democrats is always a 4% increase or greater. That is not going to happen. But I do hope that we can provide some really substantial additional funding this year for all our schools from pre-K through 12, but also for our community colleges, and perhaps even for our region universities.
Well, and you mentioned those two items. One of the key initiatives for the governor, especially in her first year in the session leading into her second term, was the Future Ready Iowa initiative. That also sounds like it's going to have some level of funding requirements. And then there was the sweeping bipartisan mental health bill that also sounds like may need some funding. So obviously there's revenue growth, but it sounds like there will be some interesting initiatives that may be kickstarted. What in your mind kind of room do you have for that kind of stuff when you look at the Revenue Estimating Conference and you have those key initiatives that seemingly need funding and that the governor has pretty clearly highlighted as a priority for her?
Well, you make a good point. And, you know, part of me wants to be a little cynical in the sense that every year there are far more requests than we have money. But that's really not helpful. The requests that you mentioned are valid. They're probably baked into our policy somewhat. So we have to take a close look at that. That's why it's always important that we consistently and constantly stay within our boundaries, meaning our revenue estimates. In the past, there's been some poor budgeting practices using one-time money for ongoing expenses, that sort of thing. We won't go down that road. to nowhere, leads to future problems, will continue to be, as judicious as we can possibly be on how we spend those dollars.
And then your committee assignments, it seems like, based on what I saw, are going to be very similar to what you've had the past 2 years. What are the key projects or priorities that you see coming out of your committees and your subcommittee work?
Not a lot. This year, for me as a committee chair of the Natural Resource Environment Committee, my primary objective is to analyze and scrutinize the reports that come from the DNR and from the Department of Agriculture on how they're implementing Senate File 512, which passed just under a year ago. We've requested reports on those, committee hearings on those, so we'll be watching that closely. The other thing that I would mention is there's a lot of concern by many Iowans about land acquisition by the DNR, by the state, when many feel that we don't have the money to adequately manage what we do own, the state does own. So last year in the standings bill, I requested a thorough audit or inventory report on state-owned land or state-managed land, and we'll be looking at that closely to see if we want to change policy with respect to land acquisition on the part of the state.
That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.